Omicron has already been found in over a dozen countries, around the world. Right? We don't know where it started. We don't know how long it's been around. It's everywhere, from Hong Kong to Israel to Spain. So why aren't you banning travel from all of those countries too? Huh? Only the African countries? What's the difference between the African countries?
Trevor Noah. Oh, my God, a rare moment that looked almost like intellectual consistency from a lefty on the Comedy Central channel and that show that nobody watches. I think it's still called The Daily Show, right? Trevor Noah, who is South African. He's originally from South Africa. And now he's an American millionaire. And, gosh, wait a minute. So we've got the new strain all over Europe, but Joe Biden is not banning travel from Europe for the Omicron strain, just from 8 African nations. And Trevor Noah from South Africa called him out just a little bit. He didn't want to be too harsh. It was gentle. It was a kid gloves. Well, he called him a racist. If he didn't use the word. But he's, I see the difference. So the African countries, you ban travel from there, but not when we know that it's already spreading like wildfire in Belgium and in other Western European countries. No restrictions on travel from there, white man, Mr. White Man's Burden. So that was Trevor Noah. Good for Trevor Noah. Of course, he didn't go the full length and use the word. He didn't use the R word because that is verboten. That is forbidden, you know, by the party. The party restricts the use of that word. Remarkable times we live in. That's for sure. Well, happy Tuesday to you, and welcome once again. We are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Joe Biden yesterday came out, held a little, it was a speech. How late? He was about a half an hour late for that address to the nation. Pay no attention, you know. It's be out at 11:45. He was really out at about 12:15, a little after that, I think. But he didn't realize until it was too late that they scheduled his speech for the same time when an episode of Hazel was on. And when he saw that, you know, he was sitting there in his big slippers in his chair, swinging his feet back and forth, and eating Honey Nuts Cheerios. And he said, I got to stay and finish Hazel. So he stayed and watched Hazel. Then he went out and they had to put men's clothes on him. And then he went out and did his little speech. His arms don't swing naturally when he walks. His brain doesn't work very well. And then he mispronounced the name of the virus repeatedly yesterday. Omicron. He keeps calling it Omicron. But that's because he's Joe Biden and his brain, she's a broke.
It's called the Omicron.
It's not called the Omicron. Maybe you should try pronouncing it again. Maybe the second time you try, you'll get it right.
But while we have that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron.
Maybe today he'll get it right. Of course, Dr. Anthony Fauci came out yesterday. And, you know, he's the grand poobah of all things medical. And surely he pronounced Omicron correctly yesterday when he had the opportunity.
Omicron.
Wait a minute. He called it Omicron, too? These are the poobahs of all things medical.
I represent science.
He represents science. He represents science. I turned to my best girl yesterday and I said, I represent truth. See, I'm like truth, justice in the American way, but truth itself. He's the embodiment of science. He encapsulates science, Western science, all knowledge from the Enlightenment forward. That's how great he is. Does he have the Nobel Peace Prize? How about the Nobel Prize for Medicine? He should get both in one year. It should be like, you know, a time release capsule. They should give him both the Nobel Prize for Science and the Nobel Peace Prize. Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, and then he bombed more countries than any president since World War II. Why would that be a problem? But never mind that. Happy Tuesday. A lot of crazy Democrat stuff going on. And, boy, there's a lot of crazy Democrat stuff going on. Joe Biden, again, we just found out, because who knew? We just found out that Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill is going to build back better with 6.5 million illegal immigrants who all get amnesty hidden right there in the bill. Nobody read it. You know, it's that's the thing about these bills. They just throw everything that their grandma wanted in there and then give it the bum's rush, and they don't talk about it in our phony baloney news media. They don't read it, and they don't care what's in it. They're just with the Democrat Party. They're just cheerleaders. Amnesty for 6.5 million illegal immigrants. And by the way, they all get benefits because it's good to be a Democrat. 6.5 million. And the Washington Post doesn't have the story because they uncover the news. They don't cover it. Amazing. The Washington Examiner does have the story. And Anna Giartelli has the story. Biden bill would give amnesty to 6.5 million illegal immigrants, CBO says. That's the Congressional Budget Office. So the Democrats, of course, discredited the Congressional Budget Office because that's what they do. More than 6 million illegal immigrants in the United States would be granted amnesty and allowed to obtain government benefits by House Democrats' Build Back Better Act, according to a review by the Congressional Budget Office. The CBO concluded in November, and nobody noticed, that approximately 6.5 million non-citizens who live in the United States, largely as a result of illegal crossings of the southern border before January 2011, would be granted parole and immediately go from being unlawfully present in the United States to lawfully present. Isn't that great? The proposal would be the largest ever amnesty, double the size of the one that went through during the Reagan administration in 1986. This is our Democrat Party. They just slip it in there. Hey, what's this bill about? It's about the economy, and it's about the Wuhan, and then it's we threw an amnesty, the biggest amnesty in the history of the world, and pay no attention to that. It's the Democrat Party. This is what they're about. They're not on our side. They want to accelerate America becoming a third world country. This is their program. This is their plan. All right. Now, we're also talking about Joe Biden yesterday coming out, and he's had his little speech. He was a half hour late. And then he had another speech scheduled for yesterday afternoon because he was meeting with CEOs, and he wanted to talk about inflation and supply chain issues. And 20 minutes or so before he was scheduled to come out, they canceled it. Apparently, he found out that there was going to be an episode of The Courtship of Eddie's Father on WeTV. So he had to stay in, and he couldn't do his speech. Now they say he's going to do it tomorrow on Wednesday. Yesterday, he was scheduled it, and the CEOs were there. And then, we're going to cancel that because Joe's brain is not working. It's not a good one to begin with, and it's not working real good. So we're gonna drop that whole thing. Now let's get to we played the shorter version, but let's go to soundbite number 9, Michael. This is Anthony Fauci. You know, he represents science itself. He is science. I am truth. He is science. We really should be sainted or something. There are religious candles with Anthony Fauci on them, and he has at least two of them in his office behind him when he does live shots on TV, and he does a lot of those. I don't know. He's got time to do his job with all the television he does, but here's Anthony Fauci. He represents science itself.
They're really criticizing science because I represent science. That's dangerous.
That's dangerous. So is, your scientific genius sounding like a cab driver from a 1940s black and white motion picture in New York City, of course. That's dangerous. And then it's the old, danger speech and hate speech. And then the government is going to have to control people that, express dangerous thoughts like, he's not science. And then you can sum it up in a nutshell this way. He's science, you know.
I represent science.
That's right. He represents science. I represent science. That's his thing. Pretty amazing times. Pretty amazing times we're in here. I've got to say.
Omicron.
And Omicron. He represents science. He can't pronounce the name of the thing, but never mind that because he represents science. By the way, today is the last day of hurricane season. Not that you might have noticed. Last day of hurricane season is today. I guess global warming didn't do a very good job this year. What is What is up with that? I have friends in Florida, and it was kind of a lackluster hurricane year. I think there was one major hurricane that made landfall. It was Ida. And, you know, after 2005 and Hurricane Katrina, we then set a record for the greatest number of months and years that we went without a major hurricane making landfall. And the media kind of didn't pay a lot of attention to that for some reason. But hurricane season ends today. This year we had six tropical storms, we had two hurricanes, and only one major hurricane. I don't know. That. What does that say about global warming? I feel better about it now. I feel much safer. Maybe it's because Joe Biden is president that we've had fewer hurricanes. What else could it be, honestly? All right, let's go back to the audio here. Admiral Brett Giroir, you know Admiral Brett Giroir. He was the former, deputy or assistant secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. And he, Admiral Brett Giroir was on the television yesterday, asked about Anthony Fauci saying that he is science itself.
I think the ego is really expanding beyond what I saw. Look, Tony was a good colleague when I worked with him, but he's become much more political.
You think? Admiral Giroir worked in the Trump administration, worked in the White House on the Wuhan Red Death with Anthony Fauci. And I haven't seen Fauci in the neighborhood lately. Used to see him in the neighborhood a lot. But I guess most of the restaurants, you know, it's a different thing. Used to see him in restaurants in my neighborhood, Fauci. Not anymore. So, yeah, maybe the ego's gotten out of control. He was, when we worked together in the White House, not so bad. And by the way, you know, when it was Senator Ted Cruz suggested that perhaps Anthony Fauci should be prosecuted for lying under oath to the Senate, to the Congress, and Fauci laughed it off. He literally laughed out loud over the weekend. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, what about January 6th? Fauci said, like, that's a, you know, that non sequitur makes sense. Well, and the news media, of course, whoever it was, doesn't matter. They're all the same. The news media representative didn't say, but Dr. Fauci, you said under oath before Congress that we did not fund with American taxpayer dollars gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. And then an investigation later found that we, in fact, did. And Senator Cruz suggested that you should be held accountable for lying under oath before Congress. And the news media just laughs it off. They don't cover the news. They uncover it. Admiral and Dr. Brett Giroir.
And it is a fact that the NIH, his institute, funded gain-of-function research. That's a fact. It's not a rumor. It's not a lie by anyone in the Senate. So why do you say that's a problem?
Yeah, honestly, and when Senator Cruz says that people should be held accountable when they lie under oath before Congress, the news media laughs out loud and Tony Fauci laughs out loud because he knows he has a very corrupt news media that doesn't do their job in his corner. It's quite remarkable. Dr. Rand Paul is also a senator. His father was also a doctor and a member of the House of Representatives. And Rand Paul was on the television yesterday talking about the very same subject, and Anthony Fauci, St. Anthony.
It's sort of a way of ending all debate, because if you attack him or have any debate over any of his edicts or his mandates, you're attacking science. But this is a very, very dangerous sort of idea, the idea that a government bureaucrat represents science and that he is now untouchable, that it is sort of like you are now contradicting the all-high priest of science if you say anything.
And that's the structure that we've set up here, Dr. and Senator Rand Paul.
With him, it's more about submission, but most of his edicts are not based in science. Whether kids should wear masks in school is a very debatable subject and ought to be debated. In Sweden, no kids wear masks. 1.8 million kids, they haven't worn masks in school at all for the last 2 years, and they haven't had any deaths. And you say, well, what about the teachers? Well, it turns out the teachers don't get COVID at a greater rate than the rest of the public. So it turns out maybe we don't have to have our kids in masks. Should we have a debate? No. Dr. Fauci says he is the all-powerful Oz, and we shouldn't question him. That's a real problem in a free country.
That's a real problem in a free country. Fortunately, we're becoming less free all the time. So the left is taking care of that. You know, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses proven Oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and a whole lot more. More than 140,000 sold already. You know it works. Any smells will vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on in your home. Odors from trash cans and cigarette smoke and leftists and a whole lot more. No match for the Eden Pure. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy over and over again and replace, saving you money and logistics and hassle and putting it on your calendar. Start enjoying your home again and get several Eden Pure thunderstorm units. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your bedroom, one in your basement, one in your family room. Maybe you want it in your kitchen. Anywhere you want clean, fresh air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code CHRIS3, Chris and the number 3, to save 200 American dollars. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code CHRIS3. Shipping is free. Yes, the great and powerful Oz. Good stuff. Rand Paul and of course, a doctor and a former secretary, Brett Girard.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, let's go to the telephones. I've got the Democrats provide me with so much moronic content every day. It's astonishing, even to me. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kerry, calling from Beaufort, South Carolina. Kerry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you on speaker?
I might be. Hold on just a second.
You might be. Speaker bad for radio.
I know. I can't get my phone to unlock. It's locked up on me. Stupid.
Now
thing.
I can hear you.
There we go. Now I'm not on speaker. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I am so sorry. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just found this out last week. This was sent out on November the 4th, 2021. And it's from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Uh-huh.
And it says, Biden-Harris administration issues emergency regulation requiring COVID-19 vaccination for health care workers. And so what that means is all of us who work in hospitals have to get vaccinated.
Sure. I'm running out of time on you.
You can't mandate an experimental mRNA gene therapy. You can't do it.
And well, they've already done it.
Do it or they can't do it. It's just terrible. So I couldn't understand why they were doing it. Now I know why, because they're taking the hospital's money away.
Well, yeah, it's under threat of punishment, as always, because, well, let's face it. They're increasingly fascists, aren't they?
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
You You know, Jen Psaki yesterday said that Joe Biden couldn't possibly go visit the massacre in Waukesha, Wisconsin, the flyover massacre, because that would require resources and assets. So today he's going to Minnesota instead because, you know, no assets and resources needed there. The racist, anti-white racist, African-American mass murderer, Democrat, Trump hater, Kyle Rittenhouse hater, murdered six people and injured 60, more than 60. And boy, the news media has just made quick work of that, haven't they? That's been swept under the rug like nobody's business. That's over with, over and done. Lunch Bucket Joe, he's not going to go there. That would require assets and resources. Unlike Minnesota, no assets and resources needed there. See, you know, that's the thing. Maybe he's afraid he'll get caught in the middle of another Democrat Party melee, another riot, more looting, more arson by the Democrat Party, of which we've seen a lot just in the last week. Not that you're going to see that on CNN or in places like that. No, sir. No, siree, Bob. This morning, I have a magic device at home on my television. It's called a digital video recorder. They call it a DVR. That's the abbreviation. And I record CNN and MSDNC and the Fox News Channel in the morning. And today I went through. I went to CNN to see them talking about the massacre in Waukesha. And it turned out that they didn't mention it. It didn't come up. It's not a story they're talking about because a left-wing, radical, racist black guy murdered six white people with his car. And he's appearing in court today, too, for a different crime where he ran over his girlfriend. I was reading about that today. Turns out when the police got there, she had tire marks on her pants. I don't know, maybe she has super strength or something, but they said she had tire marks on her pants. And naturally, I started singing Jimi Hendrix, you know, tire tracks all across your back. I can see you had your fun. He's appearing in court today, but the media, just like the Washington Post, uncovers stories because democracy dies in darkness. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. They just don't cover this story. Now, they're still talking about Charlottesville, where one woman was killed tragically when a lunatic crashed his car into a crowd of people. That was, when was that? A couple of years ago. Now we just had this thing the other day, and it's a radical black anti-Semite racist. You know, he hates white people and the Jews, of course. And you can see this from his online stuff, which was scrubbed. And the news media, but some of it was captured with screen grabs and things. And the news media, they just want nothing to do with this story in Waukesha because it does not serve the interests of the Democrat Party. None of the six people murdered, a little 8-year-old boy, the two members of the Dancing Grannies, their names will not become household names like Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin because this incident, this mass murder, does not serve the interests of the Democratic Party and the agenda of the Democrat Party. So, you know, you can kill all the retired police officers you want in California while engaging in mob looting, mob violence, and the news media will not cover the story. That's not what they see their job as doing. Daryl Brooks is the mass murderer there, and they're not going to cover the story. They're not going to cover the trial live like Kyle Rittenhouse. None of the names of the murdered will become household names because the left enjoys information dominance and cultural dominance in the United States of America. And that's, you know, that's a good thing when for them because they're, you know, they kill a lot of people. They kill people in the riots. And Kevin Nishita was murdered, a security officer working for a TV station in the San Francisco Bay Area, was murdered by one of the Democrat Party mobs the other day. An Asian American, by the way. Now, if he were murdered by a guy wearing a Trump hat, that would be a big story. But when he's murdered by someone wearing a Biden hat, it's not a story. retired police officer working as a security guard, Kevin Nishida, murdered, died on Saturday. No problem. Democrats, I mean the media, just don't cover it. Isn't that amazing? Today's the last day of the hurricane season. Wasn't much of a hurricane season, so the media don't cover it because it doesn't serve the interests of the Democrat Party and their agenda. Global warming, climate change, you know, you all have to drive electric cars, which apparently don't use any energy form of any kind. So they just don't cover the story. The Waukesha Christmas Parade, suspect charged in death of 8-year-old. No big deal. That's not a thing, right? Sixth homicide charge filed in Waukesha parade suspect Daryl Brooks case. That's, you know, these are, you're not going to find them on CNN. So I went to CNN to see what their coverage was going to be. And with the DVR, I can fast forward, and so I did, because they don't actually cover the news. It's a Democrat Party cable channel, and that's it. All agenda, all the time. They talked about the South Africa COVID variant, which Joe Biden mispronounced repeatedly yesterday. They didn't mention that because he's not Donald Trump and he's not a Republican. So why would they mention that he can't pronounce Omicron and he keeps calling it Omicron? And he did so repeatedly yesterday, but they didn't mention that because they don't cover the news. They cover it up.
It's called the Omicron.
And then they talked about travel restrictions, and it was real good. Travel restrictions are good because Joe Biden is doing them, and they're all African countries, black African, not North African, Arab African countries. They're South African, black African countries. So the travel restrictions, remember when the travel ban was bad? Now the travel ban is good. When it was Western Europe, it was xenophobic, and President Trump was doing it. When it was China, it was racist, even though that's where the virus was coming from. Now, 8 countries in South Africa, because the mildest variant that we've found so far has emerged. And you can find it in a number of Western European countries, but there are no travel restrictions for those Western European countries, just for the black African countries. But on CNN, that's good. Then they attacked Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Ilhan Omar. I want to get to that. And then they had Debbie Dingell on. She got the congressional seat from her husband when he died. He got it from his father when he died. And then they did a story on how Trump is bad. Then there was back to Omicron, but never mentioned that Joe Biden keeps mispronouncing it. Then they did another story on how Trump is bad and he made money. Then the travel ban and it's good. And then Fauci is good. And then a story about how the CIA had real trouble briefing. This is a big story they got now because somebody wrote a book. And that's the CIA people, you know, the deep state. By the way, you can get deep state wear at the Chris Plant store today. And in fact, through the end of the week now, you're going to get a free koozie through the end of the week at the Chris Plant store. Any purchase comes with a free Let's Go Brandon koozie. Let's Go Brandon koozie with the Chris Plant Show logo on the other side. So that's kind of nice. But then CNN went on to a story. CIA found Trump was hardest president to brief, including Nixon. This is the headline from The Independent. And CNN's headline, U.S. intelligence community, quote, struggled, end quote, to brief Trump, CIA study says. It's not a CIA study, it's a book. And they said the most difficult to brief. Well, maybe it's because there were people there stabbing him in the front and using, you know, altering documents and sabotaging him and lying to the FISA courts. And maybe he had questions and the intelligence community corrupted. Remember the 50 members of the intelligence community, allegedly led by penitentiary face John Brennan, saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story looked like Russian disinformation. Remember that? Maybe it's because the intelligence community at the highest levels has been corrupted. Maybe that's a problem that President Trump had. Maybe he asked questions that they didn't want to answer. What do you think? But no, it's Trump that's the problem, not the intelligence community. The news media defends the intelligence community because it means attacking Trump or defending the intelligence community, they know which side they're on. They defend the deep state all over the place. Amazing stuff. So then they the CIA good, Trump bad. Then and he was because he was difficult to brief. Then back to Fauci is good. Then they did a whole segment on how Fox News is bad because they attack Fox News every day on CNN. I think they envy their ratings. It's a small ratings syndrome. They were in the pool. They were in the pool. Then another episode on how Trump was bad, then they did a story on opioids. And they didn't mention that the open borders led to the highest number of opioid deaths, drug overdose deaths, in the United States last year in the history of the country, more than 100,000. Again, the Vietnam War, more than 58,000, fewer than 59,000 Americans killed in the Vietnam War. More than 100,000 died in the United States last year from drug overdoses, overwhelmingly opioids, overwhelmingly coming out of China, overwhelmingly coming through cartels in Mexico and through our southern border, which is open thanks to the Biden administration and the Democrats. Just a couple of thoughts on that. So that was 2 hours of CNN in fast motion. 2 hours of CNN in fast motion. Pretty amazing. Yes, it is. Mm-mm-mm. Now, with that, I want to get to Lauren Boebert, because she's a member of Congress from, and she's being attacked all over the place because she's not a Democrat. Also, Nancy Mace is not a Democrat either. We have one soundbite of Nancy Mace. We should use that, Michael, before we move on to Lauren Boebert. Nancy Mace is a lovely and pleasant member of Congress, a Republican, and she's from South Carolina. She was on the television yesterday, and they were talking about the Wuhan, of course, because it's all over the place, right? And the Rolling Stone magazine attacked her in an illiterate and incoherent way. The headline from Peter Wade is, Republican dismisses vaccine on Fox News, comma, not true. Praises it on CNN in breathtaking flip-flop by Peter Wade, not a bright man. Representative Nancy Mace touted natural immunity on one network, but called herself a, quote, proponent of vaccination, end quote, on another network the very same day. Well, it's because she's more well-informed than you are, Peter Wade. She was citing the Israeli study that said that found that natural immunity gives you at 27 or 29 times as much protection as the vaccine. And then, in a different interview, she said, but I'm a proponent of the vaccine and being vaccinated. And somehow they find that to be incongruous or contradictory, a flip-flop. It's nothing of the kind. Natural immunity has its values, and the vaccination has its values and its uses. But in the media, you know, they're not very well informed. All right, so let's go to, and this guy is just not a bright guy, Peter Wade. I looked at a couple of his other stories, too. Not a bright man. His first paragraph is completely incoherent, illiterate, misses a close quote on one of her quotes, and his first sentence, two sentences in his first paragraph, absolutely contradictory and moronic, while he's accusing her of being contradictory, dimwits that they are. Okay, I'm running out of gas on myself here again, aren't I? Yes, I am. That's the clock. Let's go to Lauren Boebert. Let's go to soundbite number 12. She got in big trouble last week because she took some shots at Mayor Pete. You know, he's the Secretary of Transportation, doing such a great job. I think he's still at home on paternity leave or something. When there are ships, you know, that whole Joe Biden was going to fix the ports by making him go 24 hours. But because he didn't fix the trucks, no trucks showed up for 24 hours. So they did this 24-hour thing at one or two ports for about 2 days, and then they stopped it because it had no effect, and they were all sitting there twiddling their thumbs. So at a fundraiser last week, Lauren Boebert made fun of Mayor Pete.
You have the Secretary of Transportation, good old Mayor Pete. He wasn't even put in charge of the supply chain crisis. No, someone else was tapped for that because Mayor Pete is still at home trying to figure out how to chest feed. Somebody ought to tell him so he could get back to work.
Trying to figure out how to chest feed. See, he's gay man, and they have babies at home that they adopted with his husband. And she made a crack about chest feeding because, you know, paternity leave. We've got a crisis going on in transportation in the United States. He's the Secretary of Transportation. So she made a crack that was considered to be insensitive to the LGBTQ community. And, of course, we know that that is not allowed. So, you know, that's a terrible thing. You can't say that. So she's in big trouble for that. And then she made this terrible crack about, you know what, I'm going to hold off on this because we've got a couple of them going here on this subject, and I want to line them up for you. I want to line them up for you properly. Now, she speaks indelicately, but why is it that it's okay when Democrat members of the House of Representatives say outrageous things, but it's not when Republicans say outrageous things? I will explain coming up. You know, the holidays are upon us. Thanksgiving is already behind us. This year, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket. That's a good one. Pay off your credit card balances and save a lot of cash with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one monthly payment at a lower fixed rate. Listen, at LightStream, their rates start at 4.98% APR with AutoPay and your excellent credit. Look at what the credit card companies are charging you, and then get back to me. Plus, this rate is fixed, so it will not go up over the life of the loan. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Now, just for my listeners, that's you. Apply right now, get a special interest rate discount, and save even more money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto-pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Uh-huh. Getting a little throaty in there with my Wuhan and everything. Yeah, so Lauren Boebert being attacked, and Rashida Tlaib not. Democrats calling for punishment of Lauren Boebert, but not of Rashida Tlaib. How can that be? That's coming up.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
No, I don't think we have time for that, Michael. Actually, to go back to the Boebert, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason, calling from Kensington, Maryland. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good day, Chris. How you going, mate?
I'm great. How about you?
Pretty good, man. Just a quick observation about the media. I mean, I know they're losing audience over a period of time, but I mean, it seems like they have a loyal following. It sort of reminds me of the old WrestleMania. You know, there was always a villain and there was always a good guy, and it seems like they have a fairly, you know, committed audience, and I think they've made their mind up that they're just going to stick to that audience and market to them and just forget about anyone else who's, you know, who may have some questions about their content. And it seems like they've just sort of given up on a certain percentage of the audience and said, just target this audience that's going to follow us no matter what.
That is, I think, a brilliant observation. I think you're absolutely right. And the WrestleMania comparison is perfect. You know, you got to have the villain, you know, the whoever, the sheik. I'm not good with my WrestleMania figures.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're absolutely right. And that is half of America. You know, for CNN, it was Trump, and now it's me, and it's Fox News, and it's, you're absolutely right. It is the WrestleMania formula, and they have their villains, and they just attack their villains, and it's what they do. It's just a cable television station, CNN. You know, I think WrestleMania got better ratings, though, Jason, a bigger audience than CNN.
Yeah. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.